Okay, let's start Parshas Mishpatim. So right after Matan Torah, the Torah starts off, Ve'eila ha-mishpatim asher tasim lifneim. These are the mishpatim they should place in front of them. Ki sikna eved ivri, when you purchase an eved ivri, sheishanim yavoid. For 6 years, David Israel will work, eved ivri will work. Uvashvi yetzei lachofshi chinam. And on the seventh year, he goes free. So right away, the Ramban wants to know why after Matan Torah does the Torah start with the halacha of Eved Ivri? Why is this the first mitzvah after Matan Torah? So Ramban says, Ki sikna Eved Ivri, hischil ha-mishpat arishim Eved Ivri, mipnei sheyesh bishiluach ha-eved b'shana shaviyah zeich litziyas mitzrayim, ha-nizka b'di b'rishim. Because the Eved Ivri is a reminder of one of our fundamental one of the fundamental ideas of Klal Yisrael, that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. So purchasing an Eved Ivri that he works for a certain amount of years and he goes free is a reminder of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Ramban then goes on and says it's also a reminder of Shabbos. 6 years you should work, and on the seventh year you don't work. That's also a reminder of Shabbos. So basically, the mitzvah of Eved Ivri is a very important mitzvah, very fundamental mitzvah, because this mitzvah is a reminder of the basic yesaitis of the Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days, and seventh day he rested, and then he reminds us of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay, Dal Rishayim al Derech Zeh too. The Chizkuni and the Rabbeinu Bechai all also give tamim why the Torah starts off with this mitzvah. Maybe you could suggest another reason. I saw in the Sefer Chinuch, mitzvah membeis, when the mitzvah, what's the sharish of the mitzvah? What's the root of the mitzvah of the Avadim? So the lashon of the Chinuch is very beautifully, Mishar Shem Mitzvah Sherotza Hakel Shia Am Yisrael Ashabachai Am Kadosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be a holy nation. Malei Umeoter B'chol Midus Tavis Meulais. Hashem wants us to be not a holy nation, not only a holy nation, but Meuter with all Midus Tavis. Ki Mitoch Kach Tochel Abrochaleim. If we have good Midus, then Hashem sends His blessing down to us. Kindness and compassion is from the greatest midas that a person can have in the world. Therefore, the Torah gives us the first mitzvah of Eved Ivri. Because you think about it, we're dealing with, it's not just good midas, we're dealing with your society. You have, in a society, you have many different levels. You have the people on the top and the people on the bottom. The mitzvah of Eved Ivri is an instruction to the people on the top how to treat the people on the bottom. And if you go through Rashi in this week's parsha, there's many indications to this. Rashi says, the pasuk says, Rashi brings the Gemara. What does it mean in Balishu, who the Isha goes free? Why was his wife her slave? His wife was not a slave. And Rashi brings the Chazal. That when you become an Eved, you basically have to support his wife and children too. So when he goes free, you don't have to support his wife and children anymore. But while he's an Eved, you have to support his wife and his children too. And we learn now from the Pasuk, Yitav le'imach, the Gemara Kedushin says, Imach Michael, Imach b'mishta, you can't be drinking wine and giving him something inferior to drink, you can't be sleeping on a nice mattress, and he's sleeping on straw. You have to mamash treat him like the Gemara's Lashon is, what mikan cha'kleina eved, kleina adin li'atzmei. When you purchase an eved, you are purchasing another adin for yourself. So this is a very fundamental instruction. Even before we get into the details of the Torah, it's almost like kavyachol, this is the Derech Eretz Shekadmah LaTorah, how to treat people. The Lashon of Chinuch is, Min Amidas HaMushubachis, the Chesed and Rachamim. So that's perhaps another reason why right after Matan Torah we teach about Eved Ivri. But I saw a Chiddush in the Yishalmi. In the beginning of, in Parshas Ve'er, it says like this, Ve'yidar Hashem Moshev al Arim, Ve'yitzavim el B'nei Yisrael, Ve'el Parim Melch Mitzrayim, Lahoitzi es B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So the Rishonim already want to know, what does it mean? Hashem commands Moshe and Aaron to command the Bnei Yisrael to send the Bnei Yisrael free. What in the world does that mean? You have to command Pari to send the Bnei Yisrael free. So Rashi learns, Ve'itzavim el Bnei Yisrael, Tziva aleim hanigam benachas velis b'loisam. So according to Rashi, it works like this. Ve'idabashem ha'maishav el Aaron. First of all, Ve'itzavim el Bnei Yisrael. Command them regarding. El over here means regarding Bnei Yisrael. Then when you take a Klal Yisrael, tolerate them. It's very hard to be a leader. You have to tolerate different types of people. That's A. That's how Rashi learns, and the little Ramban over here, you can take a look at some Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel. There's Yishalmi on this Pasuk. The Yishalmi says, V'edab Hashem al-Moshe v'al-Arin, v'yitzavim al-Bnei Yisrael, v'al-Parim al-Melech Mitzrayim, lo'yitzit Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim. The Yishalmi says, kan tziva al-Shilu ha-Chavodim. All the way in Mitzrayim. It's like an interesting, like, Kaviyachal trivia question. What was like the first mitzvah we got? People say, well, maybe in Maru we got some mitzvahs. We got Shabbos, Ki B'Rav Eim, Ki Sham Sam Lechoy Kemitzvah, Sham Niso. Here the Yishalmi says, and it's the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, the Pasuk in Yirmiyah says that to remember the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was cursed with you while you're still in Mitzrayim to send Klal Yisrael out of Shiluach Avodim. It's Pesukim in Yirmiyah. Okay, so what's the Pasha Pshat according to Yishalmi? While they were in Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael on Shiluach Avodim, which is going to be later in Parshas Mishpatim. You can even ask further, there's no Shiluach Avodim until Yovel's Nayig. Why was it Nagei that they were in Mitzrayim, they have to know about Shiluach Avodim? What's going on? So two basic two mahalchim. The Meshul Chachma says, I don't want to go too much into the Meshul Chachma right now, but it's a hafladik of Meshul Chachma. The Meshul Chachma Ve'era says that there were some Jews that were free. Shevet Reuven, Shevet Shimon, and Shevet Levi owned slaves in Mitzrayim. You hear that? They owned slaves in Mitzrayim. He says they didn't get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Reuven got only chelik in Eva Yarden. Shimon, because of already by Birchas Yaakov, it says Achalkem B'Yaakov, Afitzim B'Yisrael. So they weren't. They didn't get a stable piece of land, a dedicated piece of land. They were Muvla B'Sech Shevet Yehuda and Levi B'Chal didn't get land. They didn't get land. HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated it that they're not going to have to work B'Chaymu Levenim, the Meshech Chachma says. And that's why he answers another kasha. Right after this, in Parshas Ve'era, it says, Eile Rosh Beis HaVaisam, B'nei Reuven, and the Torah goes into the Yichus of Klal Yisrael. So it starts Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and by Levi, he talks about Moshe and Aaron, and that's it. It doesn't say anything more. Why? It's very, very schwer. Rashi says, we really wanted only Moshe and Aaron. But to get to Moshe and Aaron, we spoke on Reuven and Shimon Zichus, and once we did that, we said Levi, and we spoke on Moshe, and that was it. But Meshech Chachma says, no, they didn't get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. They weren't part of the Shibud. There's a much bigger sakana that they're going to assimilate. And they still didn't assimilate, even though in Mitzrayim, they weren't part of the Chaymer Levenim. Tremendous chiddush. Still, they were miyuchas, and that's why the Torah is miyuchas them. They never intermarried. That's the chiddush of the Meshech Chachma, and that's the Piran Shami. I want to say over today something from the Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, he's Rashiv of the Mir. In the 60s and the 70s, so there were three big yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. There was Brisk, there's Reb Beryl Soloveitchik. Then in Bnei Brak, there was Panovich, and the Roshiva was a few Roshivas, but the big Roshiva was Reb Shmuel Rizovsky. And then in Namir, in Yishalayim, the big Rosh Yeshiva, also a lot of Roshivas, but the big Roshiva that people learned by was Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was a Goyen Otzum. He was born in 1902 and was Nifter in 1979. He was a very interesting thing. He was born in Kovna. Yeah, everyone knows he's from Stuchin, Chaim Stuchina they called him, but he was born in Kovna, and Rabbi Yisrael Salantis Talmud Muvig, Rabbi Itzla Petterberg was his sandik. And he grew up, he was a big guy, he learned Rabbi Shimon Shkop, and they say that Rabbi Chaim Moise stood up for him once. They said to Chaim Moise, why are you standing up for him? He's a younger man. Chaim Moise was Gadol Hador, why are you standing up? He said, I'm not standing up for him, I'm standing up for the Mira Library. He was such a genius. He remembered the entire Mir library. He was a big goyin, awesome. But not only was a goyin and he was a matzvin, he had tremendous emotions. His sefer, they put together a sefer, Sichas Musa, what he spoke, his Sichas in the Mir, they're filled with very, very emotional. He also had a very good grasp on human nature. It's a very, very nice sefer. That's a Lufiani's Dite. I went through a lot of it. He combines goyinus with human psychology. It's a very, very nice sefer. And basically, he was in Europe before the war, and he escaped through with the Mir Yeshiva through Shanghai, right? And they say a very cute story on the boat. So he was learning Shev Shmaitz on the boat. I think they came from Shanghai to San Francisco, if I'm not. So people would die. They were on the boat for weeks. They were dying to get to land. So Chaim Shmulevitz is learning the whole time, and someone says that they saw something in the distance. So they said to Chaim Shmulevitz in Yiddish, Avu Haltman. So he said, Shmaitz Gimel. That's what he was holding, Shmaitz Gimel. But he was a tremendous Amal Batayra, And basically, he eventually came to Yerushalayim, and he was a big Marbis Torah. So I want to say over something from the Sefer Sichas Musar. It's in Tafshin Laman Aleph, Parshas Bo'i. He's explained this Yerushalmi. He says someone buys something, and this is really apropos and really sums who he was more than the Vart. It sums up who he was. He's discussing a general idea. You know, emotions is emotions in Avodas Hashem could sometimes be tricky. We all like to go to an inspirational speaker. It's very, very good. You get inspired. But generally, the inspiration never sticks. And Reb Chaim Shalev has a few sichas how to take inspiration and incorporate it into Avodas Hashem. So he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, Shiluach HaVodim, while they were still in Mitzrayim. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that eventually you're going to own a slave. Do you know how hard it is to give up? You bought a slave. You're the master. He's the slave. It's very hard to free him. Now, you're not in touch with the fact that the slave has to get up every morning and make your coffee and clean your house and do everything for you. You're very, very not in touch with that. You're only thinking about yourself and what you own, and it's very hard for you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the tzivu while they were still in Mitzrayim, while they were just experiencing. The Moshe is going to tell them, you're going to be a free man. While you're experiencing that emotion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzava. Oh, you like that emotion? You like your freedom? There's going to be a mitzvah shuluach havodim one day. Use this emotion the way you're feeling now. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to them, this tzivu, it was forever in our conscience. Like he says later in the parasha, don't shepa again. Don't bother again. It says, don't hurt again. Why? He ger me some time. I wasn't a ger. That was a couple of thousand years ago. What does that have to do with me? No. It has to be that it's in the national consciousness. We know what it feels like to be a ger. And the same thing when it comes to shiluach havadim. We know what it's like to taste freedom. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu right now taught them the laws of shiluach havadim. And he says that's going to be true any time in our lives. You hear something, you hear a story about a speech or a nice Dvar Torah. It's very, very nice to hear the Dvar Torah. Like Ramban says, his ayri, ashetechbats. You have to take his ayris, and put it into something practical and get to chavit shal mitzvah. And that's the idea over here. I could have both didn't want to wait till later because it's gonna dissipate that feeling. He told them, ve'yisavim el b'nei yisrael mitzrayim. Yerushalmi says he told it then while they were experiencing Yitzchias Mitzrayim, he told them then, exactly then, the din of Shiluach HaVodim.